Yo, welcome back to another episode of the X's and O's podcast. In today's episode, we have myself, Mr. Selenke. Got the bronze bomber.
Huh?
The boy wonder.
Yeah.
Wow. And guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Guys.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys. Yeah. It's my pleasure to introduce Mr. Danny Tinker himself.
Jeez.
Oh, hello, God. Everyone. I'm new here.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Danny.
Oh, that's all right.
How have you been? In fact, where have you been? The fans want to know, man.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We'll save that for another podcast.
I'm not going to lie, man. They've been questioning us. They've been like, yo, like, you guys had a Caucasian on your show, and he ain't really been there. You lied to us.
Yeah, you didn't give him a good intro.
Like 90% of our demographic are.
It's the Caucasian corner.
Caucasian corner.
Last of a dying breed.
Yeah, there's not many of them left, are there?
There's like a cap on the amount you can have in one team.
Fair. And Britball has all of them, by the way.
Yeah.
What's up?
Cool. How's everyone feeling today? Good?
Yeah. Can't complain.
Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. Today's topic. Family and brotherhoods.
Is that the question? What is that?
This is no question, it's just a topic. It's like,
do we need family and brotherhood in football?
Just family and brotherhoods. Yeah. 50 marks, discuss.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, do you want to start off with...
Yeah, ask me a question. Though.
I'm not asking questions.
Team Riot, Blitz,
at least
family.
Write a name, man. Write a name.
I don't know. Like, have you, like, you know, come across family and brotherhoods in your respective teams or in your careers? I for one, I said I come across you guys, you know, X's and O's.
Right.
La Familia.
I
consider you guys my bros. No?
Well, is it necessary for a football team? That's a question.
No.
Family and brotherhood.
No.
Then what are we saying then? Like, what are we asking?
Okay.
Go on.
Is it important to have, do you know what I mean? This guy is just being Paris.
I need a jumping off point.
Okay,
for me personally.
Thank you very much.
I've never been on tour to the army. I've never been to war. But I would liken football, or the level of football in this country, is similar to going to war every game.
Okay.
So I know that in the army, there's a level of brotherhood and family that you need to, and the reliance you need. Listen, if you're going to war with somebody, you need to rely that person behind you is going back, just like your family member or your brother, you would. Similar thing with American football.
Right.
You would like to think that the corner or the linebacker behind you or the corner to your left is going to have your back and do their job, and you're going to rely on them to execute.
So do you think your team currently have your back? And would you call it a brotherhood?
I plead the fifth.
Wow, really? I play on the same team as you.
Yeah, same.
Hey,
what the
heck? You play on the same team?
I play on defense with you. I'm not here. He literally just said, do you think the corner's got your back? I'm in the corner, bro. I have your back. But I guess it's just not.
I got you.
Okay, fine.
Also, you can be on a team with people you call your brothers, but to say that it's your whole family, that takes time to develop.
Okay.
I'm new to the London Olympians. Mm-hmm. I've been there for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
So this that brotherhood and that family, family connection will build over time.
Okay.
How long does it take, though?
Yeah. That's important, man.
How do you even build it?
Mm.
You know. All right. Better question is, coming from the Kent Exiles to the London O's, how has that dynamic shifted for you? Because at the Exiles, you was very comfortable. You know, you'd even say that it was family, almost.
Yeah.
So what's different now? What have you been doing that's different? Do you
100%. I think the Olympians for me isn't family.
The Exiles were.
I wouldn't even say the Exiles were.
Oh,
I think I'm still looking for that
tight knit
family. I'm looking for that place I can call home. Where I can I feel comfortable expressing myself.
Right.
I think
that's the key thing.
That's key.
I can fight in front of my brother and sister. I wouldn't be comfortable to fight in, you know.
Well, what's the football equivalent of
fighting?
Because that sounds weird.
Expressing myself. I still think sometimes I have to put a mask on. Because that's just the way people are, but family is different.
Yeah.
With my family, my brother, my sister, I can express myself I can lay myself out
you.
Bare.
I feel you.
With the teams I've played in, or the team I'm currently playing in. So
when's the last time you felt like that on a team? Where you felt like you could be yourself?
There's been glimpses at the Olympians.
Yeah.
I'm a black player. The majority of the team is black. Yeah. Culturally, I feel connected to the club.
Yeah.
Culturally.
Yeah.
That's not just culturally alone. Yeah. So I love a huge part about families, generally, or communities, is about culture.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And
the culture of the club, I could relate to it more. Not saying that the Exiles don't have their own culture, but the culture that I feel connected to or more drawn to is at the Olympians.
Yeah.
But still, I wouldn't say the Olympians is my family. Mm. I've got brothers in the Olympians, but I wouldn't say I can confidently call it a family. Mm. I'm still looking for that family.
Yeah.
There's certain teams I'm looking at.
Yeah.
That might have that family, but that, you know, for me personally,
you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Damn, exclusive. He's trying to go Europe. That's
he's
right.
He's trying to transfer.
He's trying to go Europe, man.
There
I caught
no
him.
No loyalty in Britball no more, man. Yeah. Boy, Georgia, the last one left.
For me, that family is important. Room. Yeah, because we play this game. It's tasking on our bodies.
Yeah,
it's time consuming. I've got my own personal family, so to draw me out of that, there must be a good reason to draw me out of my family. You say to draw me out of that, to invest myself into something that doesn't pay me.
I agree.
That I do leisurely.
Yeah.
There needs to be a pull factor.
I question.
That pull factor for me is family and brotherhood.
I question that culture question because we have a Caucasian in the room.
That's me.
Who played at Kent.
Yeah.
And is now playing at O's.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you feel more comfortable? So not to say good that racing isn't necessarily a factor or even culture.
I think in terms of definitely an adult level.
Yeah.
Feel more comfortable at O's.
Right.
Mm. But then my first season of juniors, that's the closest thing there was to like a real family.
That was your...
A real brotherhood.
Even more than O's, right? Or...
For sure, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but I think that's to do with the culture.
Right. Yeah.
That's because we're all the same age. We're all here with the same thing. We're all studying. We're all students.
Yeah.
We were all into the same music.
Mm-hmm.
That was Meek Mill, Dream Chasers.
That was the
anthem.
That was my tune, man.
Yeah.
Intro.
Yeah.
But I agree with where Paris is saying coming from because culture doesn't necessarily mean your
race.
Yeah, your race, your racial background. It could also mean the journey that you guys are on. Like for me right
your
now,
goals,
I'm
your common
I'm,
goal.
Exactly that. The your common mindset. Goal. I was literally just gonna say that. Like for me right now, I'm as comfortable as I ever have been because. There's
here we go.
Common. There's a common. It's not even that. I've struggled to find somewhere or a team whereby everyone wants the same thing.
Right.
Like a lot of the times, past teams. I'm not gonna mention no one. Yeah. Like I might say, I want that ring, man. And some guys are like, nah, man, we're not ready to go the next level. We're not ready. Like I'm not down for that. Mm. I'm not down for that. And that makes me feel uncomfortable. Makes me think. Actually, hold on. Are we actually ready for it? Like, are we on the same journey?
Mm.
And that makes me feel uncomfortable because it's like, okay, now I can't speak to you about where I want to be in 2-3 years time because you're not trying to be there with me. Whereas where I'm at now, everyone's after that ring.
Right.
We might get it, we might not get it, but everyone is switched on knowing we have to go to every single game trying to be the best, not maybe being the best.
Right.
And there's been games we've won this season. And after handshakes, all of us are down. And I'm thinking, like, I'm not going to lie, we just won. Like, we shouldn't be this upset. But the fact that everyone's upset, even from the coaches, like the photographers, everyone's upset. It makes me think, we're actually all on the same page and all on the same journey. Because the same hurt I'm feeling, you're feeling. And I know for a fact, even though I don't talk to this guy on the team, tomorrow he's going to be in the gym. And if he's in the gym tomorrow, I need to get my ass in the gym 100%. Tomorrow.
Mm.
So culture doesn't necessarily always have to be about race and your racial background, but about the journey that all of you guys are going on.
So are you currently feeling a part of the family?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So what does that even entail outside of practice?
For me, outside of practice is...
What do you guys do outside of practice?
I think first and foremost, we check on each other, man.
Okay.
Like good game, bad game, the group chat's always popping. We're talking about what we could have done better, what went well, having a bit of banter about, you know, things that happened on the way to and from the game. And then after that, maybe by Tuesday, Wednesday, we check in with each other again, but about life. It's like, yo, like, how are you guys doing? What were you doing in the gym today?
Mm.
How was work? Hope you're not too stressed out. Hope, like, get your mind out off of last game and what you messed up on or how well you done, and let's focus on the next thing. So for me, it's, yes, we talk about football with each other, but we also talk about things outside of football.
Right.
And on top of that, that's a group chat with the coaches. On top of that, we've got a side group chat with just, like, yeah, some of the like, DBs. And we talk more about life there as well. It's like, yo, man, like, we just heard your mental health, like, podcast. Like, how's everyone feeling mentally? Like, because we know football can, like, take a lot out of you guys. So for me, that's family. The fact that, yeah, you care about how I perform on the field, but you also care about injuries and my life off the field. That's so important, man. Really important.
I think that obviously the family and the philosophy about family and brotherhood, it starts off from the positional coaches and coaches.
Yeah.
And still in that.
That's it.
100%.
Sometimes.
The leadership figures within the team have to instill that level of family and brotherhood. Because, listen, there are a lot of players that don't know what's going on in their own players' lives, their teammates' lives. Just purely because of the society we live in. Doesn't give us time to do that.
Yeah.
But the onus is on the players to come out of the box, step out of the box, and not only check on the person, but regularly check on your next brother or your family member.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes a long way. It goes a long way. That text message or that phone call can save a life.
Yeah. One message, like, makes a massive difference.
Definitely.
However, the reason why I disagree with you in terms of a brotherhood stemming from coaches, because the way I see it is, I want the coaches to have my back. Yes, for example, if there's a terrible call on the field, yeah, like, argue with the ref, have my back a little bit. But you're not on the field with me, man. Like, I'm out here trying to, ride for the guys that are on the field. Like, if someone's made a pick, I'm going to do everything within my power to make a nice little block for him. So, yes, the coaches kind of instill it, but I think we were having this conversation in a group chat, yesterday. Well, there's some coaches that aren't going to check on you. And it's as simple as that. True. If you have an 80-man roster and, 10 people in the unit, yes, ideally, a good coach should check on every single person in his unit. But some coaches don't do that, man. Mm. So the onus becomes on team leaders, in my opinion, to make sure that their teammates are good.
Yeah, because I was just about to say, do your coaches actually go in the locker room?
Yeah.
Your coaches do?
Yeah.
Our coaches don't. Nope. The locker room culture and the locker room is, like, to me, it's a sacred place, and it's a place only for players.
Yeah. It depends. You're making it sound like they're chill there. They don't come in they come in like, how are you feeling? You didn't see at practice, hope everything's cool. Boom, boom, bish, bash, bosh, get out. We play our music, we do our thing. So they're coming to check on us, but they don't stay there.
Because I think that kind of just shows where the responsibility lies in terms of team. The coach sets the culture of practice and the team work ethic in general.
And the aim, long-term aim.
But the general feel of a team and it's the social aspect of it is more on the players and group of players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we've all played on, say, one team multiple years.
Yeah.
And each team is unique year to year.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Culture-wise. So it could be one way one year and completely different the next. You get what I'm saying? So in terms of that brotherhood aspect, that's mutable. That changes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, players come and go. You know what I'm saying? And so that brotherhood aspect might change for you as a player personally, whereas that team culture is a completely different thing.
Because your brother moves to Scotland or moves to Australia, for example.
Yeah, that's
doesn't mean he's
though.
Still not your brother.
But he's not
but
on
a lot
your
of the
team.
Time,
I've got
a lot
brothers
of the time,
on cross teams. Exactly. I think the cross team.
But a lot of time, if you start a brotherhood within a team, a lot of the time they won't leave, man. A lot of time you'll see that transfer will run heavy to them. It'll be like, should I really go? But the fact that you guys are brothers in the first place means that you've, in my opinion, know that we're here for a reason. So if someone's left, that means they're going for the right thing, because I assume you guys would advise them whether or not they're...
Well, just talking from experience, I actually left the team because my brothers left the team.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly that.
And that's why it is important for coaches to be aware of who's the leaders or who's the...
Yes.
Almost like the silverback of the group. So for me, the silverback of the group was V.
It was V, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Then Danny was just like, I'm out. Mm. And then I was just like, well, why am I staying?
Why am I staying?
Because it's hard to play with people that you, not necessarily don't, like, they're just not your brothers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly
like, you don't, you don't enjoy going to practice. No shade, George, but we weren't that close at the time, innit? Yeah. So it was this kind of thing where I was just like, I was alone at a team.
And on top of that, you trust that they're making the right decision. So you're thinking, if he's making that move, I know that he's doing it for the greater good of himself. So I trust that if I go with him, I'll also...
I've got a question for you. Yo. Was it easier to leave because Charles was also leaving? Did that factor in?
No.
Not at all?
Nah.
Nah?
The reason why I didn't, because I initially wasn't going to go to the same team as him.
You was going to go to the Warriors?
Yeah.
But then you went to the Blitz?
Yeah.
And Charles went to the Blitz. So that's true.
I didn't go to the Warriors...
Why?
...is because they won Brickball last season.
That's complete nonsense, man.
How?
I'm just saying.
There's a...
Yo, huh?
Bradford? Ken? Yeah.
Charles has been tricking us all, Charles is some super agent.
He plants seeds. Yeah.
I'm just saying there's evidence there.
However, all off season, I was messaging this guy. I was like, yo, like, I'm torn. I'm really, 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 because I knew. Like, I came to a couple of sessions and I was like, and I was messaging V. I was like, "Yo, like this coach is chatting to me. Should watch out." He was like, "Yo, it's up to you at the end of the day, man." I was like, man.
"So, what was the deciding factor between Warriors and Blitz?" I know this is a bit of off
topic. I just told you.
What was it?
Warriors just won.
I don't know how, like, for me, want to join a winner.
The challenge excites him, I guess.
He's a giant killer.
It's exciting me.
Well, he would have stayed at Oaks then, but anyway.
Potentially, but boy. That's, yeah, man. That's big up Oz, man. But that wasn't home for me, man.
Yeah, but
I think getting back to the brotherhood thing, I think obviously you got the mental health side and you know, the more serious side, checking up on guys. That's important. But you need to have fun. You need to laugh at football.
Exactly.
Every team has that funny, at least one funny guy.
Yeah.
Right. You've got, and there's normally a small group of players. And that's the group that are the funny guys. They're there for a laugh. They might be serious players as well. But, you know, even, you know, sometimes during practice, before, after, outside of practice, they're the ones with the banner. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are organising these nights out maybe, or trips out, or, you know, maybe they'll just hit you up and say, look, I'm in your area. Do you want to come out? I think that's a really important
word.
Yeah, I think that's really important in, you know, in a brotherhood.
Mm.
Because, you know, you've got to have fun as well. You got to have a laugh.
Or just have people that you can talk to, man. Like, as little as that. Just be like, yo, like, what are you doing today, man? Like,
people can be a lonely place, you know. After Sunday and when's midweek practice,
just ain't no hit
you're on your own sometimes, you know.
You just tore your ACL.
Certain man by themselves. it's the fact.
No, it's the fact.
Certain people, listen, time, there's, you see, time is the greatest asset, really. You know, everybody's time is an asset to them. And it's difficult. With the society we live in, to invest time in someone else, it's a big, big task. Really, yeah, it can be a big task for some people. For me, I don't mind, but I can't toot my own horn and say, yeah, I invest time in my other. I need to work on my ability to reach out to my brother.
Yeah.
I've got loads of work to do in terms of that.
Yeah, same. Loads of work. I'm the same. But that's why I think group chats work, man. Because sometimes it's hard. Not even just like, because not saying you forget about your teammates, but they're just not top of your priority list, to be 100%. Like, oh, like, that guy had a bad game, let me hit him up.
There's a lot of people on your team, and then outside of that, you've got a lot of other friendship groups.
Exactly that.
You've got work, you've got your family.
Word.
Sometimes, you know, you can easily forget.
Yeah.
Easily slip
I personally think the brotherhood or the family aspect of football is kind of overstated.
Well, as in, there's people calling themselves families and brothers, but aren't really.
Because the turnover, you enjoy the company while it's there, but the turnover and the switching teams make it so that it doesn't necessarily factor into what gets put out there on the field. You know, I don't know about you guys, but our team, we don't select captains, the coaches do. You know what I'm saying?
You select captains over there.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know if this has a big of a deal. You know, because
that guy is leading us. I don't really see him as that sort of.
Yeah, and I guess on the professional level, even though they talk about family and fighting for each other and blah blah blah, at the end of the day, you're getting paid to do a job. So I don't know if that's necessarily as big of a factor as being paid to do your job. Yeah.
No, we have a team vote captain. So obviously, in
what do you think is better?
I think you have to have both. I think you should have both.
Yeah,
Because there's obviously coaches that Phil will lead the team, but there's also players that we as players feel lead the team as well. So I think it's good to have a mixture of both.
I think you need at least one.
Yeah, at least one though. By the players. Yeah, 100%, at least one.
Because in my first season, when I came to the O's, the first season, I was selected as captain.
Based off of what?
Maybe something that the coach saw. So, and I invested a lot into that team.
That baffled me. Season. I was just like, how is he a captain already?
In my first season, I invested a lot of, you know, this time I just had a son. You know, I was sacrificing a lot. I sacrificed a lot to be there. And consistently as well. So maybe he saw that and said, you know what? This is the type of player I want to see in the future.
Yeah.
Or the players that come in, this is what they should aspire to in terms of their effort that they put into a team. Forget about the level of football IQ and athleticism. Forget, put all that aside. The mindset of the player that I want, my future Olympian player, should be like this. And maybe that's what the coaches saw.
But it's a thing where, why I said it was overrated, because at the end of the day, your IQ and what you do outside of the field and how much tape you watch is way more important whether you get along with people. You get what I'm saying? It's not like you're holding hands and and doing things together at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 11 people playing one-on-one, you know, to a degree. And everyone's got a job to do and it doesn't really matter if you like each other as long as you're doing your job.
100%.
You know, so... You know, some
unless you're the O-line.
Yeah.
If you don't like you the QB, coordinate, it's a problem.
Even if, even though you have to coordinate, as long as you're doing your job and doing your role within the scheme, like, it doesn't matter whether you like the guy next to you or not. Do you get what I'm saying? As long as you're playing as hard as you can for yourself. Which is why I say the family aspect might not, you know, because we've heard teams peddle that as a unique selling point for their team, that it's a family club. Not to throw shots at anybody, but there are more than one family club out there.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And it doesn't translate to it being a good team.
Successful team.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Whereas there are other teams that are not family clubs at all. At all.
But what you see there...
At all, where it's a meat market.
But the trend you see there is good player retention in terms of the core players.
Yeah, but the player retention...
We know the core values of the club. For example, the Kent Exiles. Some of the players that were there before I came and when I left are still there.
Yeah, but what does that... That doesn't matter at the end of the day.
No, what that tells you is the ethos and the philosophy of the team. Forget about the coaches.
Yeah.
The team philosophy
is
good enough that the core players don't want to go to the Olympians, don't want to go to the Blitz, don't want to go to the Warriors. They'd rather stay.
Yeah, because they're safe. There's comfort. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, on a real football team, on a real football team where there's games on the line, we don't care. We don't care if you like you or not. You get what I'm saying? It's about your production on the field. As much as Kent has retained players, has that translated to W's? Do you get what I'm saying? Who cares?
It's translated to enough.
It's not enough.
Premiership. What do
it's
you mean
not
it's not enough?
It's not enough. I'm sorry.
That's a massive achievement.
I'm sorry.
That's a massive achievement.
I'm sorry. It's cute. But it doesn't necessarily translate to a winning product. Do you get what I'm saying?
100%. I completely...
If there's not that pressure of, listen, I like you, but we're about to sub you off. Hey, okay? Because there's been times where you both have played
that's what I said. I was
and the best player hasn't played because of a social or we're family or we're this, that. That's what I'm saying. Football is a what have you done for me now sport.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, we're family, we went to the pub, or we went to a barbecue, or you went to a this or that. Once you get involved in that, you don't care about the results in the field. And that's why I say that family shit is nice when you're winning, but to a degree, it doesn't matter at all. You know what I mean? And I think, that's why I say it's overrated almost. Because everyone's your brother when you're winning.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
But when you're losing is when, like...
When you're losing, you're going to be like, well, hold on a second. Is that fair? You know what I mean? Like, there's a couple situations.
Yeah.
I'm not going to speak on your particular situations, but...
Yeah.
A couple situations with me where it's just like, I didn't get invited to certain social events or whatever. And I felt like I was better than the seven or eight receivers that were ahead of me on the team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I felt outcasted, you know what I'm saying?
Who cares? You're not likable.
Yeah, true. I don't give a fuck. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. If I was running a 4-3 and I was snagging everything out of the air, you think a coach can keep me on the sideline regardless of whether he likes me or not? Not at all.
No, no.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But then he become part of the family. So sometimes it's all politics.
No, we've seen that though. We've seen the ballers that just come, play the ball and then leave. And you know what I mean? The brotherhood, that's overrated.
Yeah, man.
It's not conducive to anything except for enjoying the amateur sport.
You're not lying.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. I had to go in on that because...
Mm. Nah, it's the truth. You're not lying. You're not
it's not a necessity. I wouldn't say it's a necessity for... Obviously, we've seen. It doesn't correlate to a successful team. It doesn't mean... Because you've got family and brotherhood, your team's going to be
but
successful.
But still important.
There isn't a correlation.
It's still important.
There. You know what I'm saying? There isn't a direct correlation there. But I would say that it's important when you look at football. It depends on how you look at football.
Yeah.
And... that will help you understand the importance.
Yeah.
If football to you is bigger than wins and losses, trust me, you'll see the importance of family and brotherhood.
Yeah.
If football to you is bigger than just winning a championship, you'll see the beauty of family and brotherhood. You know why I say it? Because I'm saying this to people out there. Everybody goes through something. London, England is a lonely place. It's a lonely place.
Mm.
Trust me. I know that firsthand. If you can't relate to the next person in front of you and be able to express yourself to them when you don't think anybody else can listen, it's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult. And we spend a lot of time on that field. A lot of time.
Yeah.
Hell of a time on that field. We've got opportunities where we, for example, in between drills where we can talk about how our week went or frustrations about life. Listen, I'll put it this way in front of you. There's somebody I played with, and after the game, I pulled him to the side, and he broke down in tears. I've played with players who felt the need to commit suicide, or were about to commit suicide. That's how deep this game is, and that's how important family and brotherhood is. When I said initially that understanding the importance of family and brotherhood, what it can do, it can save lives. And I say that with confidence.
Word.
With no, and nobody can rebut that.
Mm.
Family and brotherhood can save lives.
Word.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's something fairly unique to Baffa in this amateur game.
Because
when you look at the NFL, I don't have the stats in front of me, but you know, how many players get cut from the team at the end of the season? How many players leave at the end of the season? How many, you know, their contracts are up? You know, when you think of brotherhood, like for me, I really like the Legion of Boom, the Seattle Seahawks, the defensive backs.
Man.
But you had Brandon Browner, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
But how many seasons did those four play together?
Yeah.
It wasn't long because Brandon Browner went first and then, I don't know who, two seasons.
But if you follow them on the socials, they're at each other's weddings, they like, go out with each other, like invite each other out. So it's really important, man.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, the Seahawks felt there was someone that could do that job better than one of them. So then they switched them out. Then, yeah, like, guys just have to do their job. And that's it. And if they feel someone can do the job better, they're out.
Then you're out,
And I think, so in terms of playing the game, getting the job done, getting the wins, brotherhood, you can take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
So team cohesion is great, but if someone can feel that gap better, if someone can
100%,
come down on that run better, then that guy's in.
Mm.
But a Baffa, it's a different level. And I think brotherhood, like you just said, I think you've all given good examples and good arguments for why brotherhood is essential.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't even expect it to get that deep. No, but man,
yeah.
That's what we're here for, man. Right, it's exactly that. That's what we're here for. Just to talk about the things that people don't talk about in Baffa. And this gives you guys an insight into our thoughts and opinions. But yeah, if you agree, if you disagree, hit us up on the socials at X's and O's, both on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. But yeah, this has been us for this week. Peace out.